What would that mean for you to be the master of yourself? What would that mean? What kind of impact would that have on your life if, in fact, you were truly the master of yourself? Would anybody in the room here be broke? Look around the room. No hands. You already know you would not be broke. Now, you might not be rich, as in having $1 million in the bank account, but here's where you would be. You would never again be pressured into a thought of thinking of where the money's going to come from. You would be completely free from where money is coming from. Completely free of all thought, of all feeling. Because when you become a master, you no longer think that way. When you become a master, you live in a state of abundance. You know beyond that you know that everything you need is always provided for you each and every time that you need it. And because you know that, there's now no longer a reason for you to stress about money. Think about health for a moment. If, in fact, you were a master and you did get sick or something happened to your body, you broke your arm, you broke your leg, you broke your back, but you really were a master, how long do you suppose it would take you to heal yourself? For those of you that aren't sure, let's go ahead and create some contrast. What happens to the individual that's not a master? What happens to the individual that's running away from achieving self-mastery? Now that person gets sick. That person breaks an arm. That person breaks their back. How long does it take them to heal that? Or better yet, do they ever heal it? Think of how many people walk around with what's called walking pneumonia. I'm sure you've heard of this before. Think of how many people walk around with the cold bug in their muscles that just simply resurfaces about every 6 to 8 weeks. Then they go and they medicate it, however they choose to do that. They pop it all back into suppression, and 6 or 8 weeks later, there they are catching a cold again. Is that mastery? Of course not. It's something, but it's not mastery. Mastery has to do with you are so in touch with your physical vessel that you know what your physical vessel needs in order to help it heal in whatever it is that's happened to your physical vessel. It's like your automobile. Isn't it interesting how most of us know more about our cars than we do about our own bodies? How some of us will spend more money on a car than we ever will on our own physical vessel. And yet cars come and go. Try dropping this body and see what happens. You can drop your car, you can let go of your car and go and get it replaced fairly easily, right? Try letting go of your body. See how easy it is for you to get another one. For those of you that are really spiritual, for those of you that are really sensitive, you already know there's a lineup of souls waiting to reincarnate or to incarnate, perhaps for their first time, on planet Earth. They're waiting in line for a body. And yet, how many of us have abused our physical vessel? How many of us are not even connected to what's going on in our bodies when it's going on? Is that mastery? Of course not. Mastery is knowing what's going on in your body so that you can give your body what your body needs so that it can heal itself quickly, easily, and effortlessly. In the world of chiropractic, there's a founding principle that says the power that created the body is the exact same power that'll heal the body. See, well, a master knows this. A master knows where his pancreas is. A master knows where the different organs and glands are in the body. A master's got a relationship with his or her body. Just like somebody who's absolutely in love with his automobile has a relationship with his automobile. Therefore, he knows or she knows what's going on in the automobile before it turns into a disaster. Does it matter whether they have the money or not to fix it? Of course not. Isn't it interesting? When somebody loves their car, no matter how little money they have, they always find the money to repair it. Have you noticed this? No matter how broke they are, no matter how stressed they are financially, if their car breaks down, they'll always find the money to fix it. And in some cases, if they have a really great relationship with the car, they'll start to pick up that something's going wrong with the car before it actually goes wrong. And so they'll take it into a mechanic, or if they're mechanically inclined, they'll put on their dirty jeans and they'll get underneath the car and they'll find out what it is and they'll correct it. They have a great relationship with their vehicle. And yet, how many of us have a great relationship with our bodies? A master, or someone who's moving towards self-mastery, is moving towards the deepening, the expanding of their relationship with that of their physical body.